Hello, ladies and germs. T-shirt tall Tommy here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. You are lucky to have met me today. There's this thing called the internets. I know, it was new to me too. You can buy things off this thing called the internets. One place that I found the best place to buy is the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Look, deals on top of deals on top of deals on top of deals. They've got deals toppling deals. They can barely keep up with how fast the swag store sells out. If I were you, and I'm glad you are, shop the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store today. What are you waiting for? A seam down the middle of a political divide? Get over to fatguyradioshow.com/store right now. You won't believe how much power you get from supporting by shopping. The Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Designed so hot you'll need a potholder. I think they have those too.
Arizona's lovable fat guy on your internet radio. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. We are indeed happy to be back with all of you. Hello, fellers.
Hello, hey. Indeed. Speak for yourself. Oh, indeed, indeed.
You just have to ruin everything, don't you, DA?
I literally try.
So how was your vacations, boys? You boys had 2 weeks off from the show. Notice I said your vacations because, as always, I was still slaying the dragon for the show.
You used to drop a little snacks.
I see what you did there. You're right.
Yeah,
that's right. Monkey.
No, it was beautiful. I forgot I was on a podcast.
All right. You're not on a podcast. It's a radio show, and he comes out swinging with an insult. Dite, how was your time off?
It wasn't a vacation for me. I was on a work trip. So,
so you were working. I was working. DA.
I'm living, baby. When you're living life like me, you don't necessarily work. You live. You experience. Look, there is no past. There is no future. It's just the present. Okay? The past are your memories. The future is your imagination.
He said memories. DT, do you remember? Let's remember together. So, boys, I realize something as I get older. DA, you can't laugh at the bump. You can't laugh at the bump.
He's done too many bumps. That's why he's laughing.
For real. That was just a good segue.
Thank you.
It was a good segue. You're good at this. You're good at podcasting.
As I get older, I realize some things, boys.
What you realize?
Well, I have a list.
Hey. Is it about grilled cheese? Hey, says, hey, guys.
Hey, I realize a few things, and I want to know if maybe you realize the same things as we are all aging. Dite had a birthday, a month ago almost now? Yeah, passed?
Yeah.
DA had a birthday, no one knows.
A few months ago,
towers fell, you know what I mean? And then
that was September 11th, 2001.
Isn't your birthday September 11th?
No.
Oh, September 9th?
Yes.
See, I be knowing. See, I got you, boo.
You do be knowing.
I got you, boo.
Yeah, just spread them cheeks.
And I have... Well, anyway, as I get older, I realize some things about myself. And I've comprised a little bit of a list of things that I realize as I get older.
Wait, you made this list?
Well, maybe I made this list by cutting and pasting it from the internet. All right, number one. I talk to myself because sometimes I need expert advice. Things okay. I realize as I get older. Number two, sometimes I roll my eyes out loud.
Okay.
Number three, I don't need anger management. I need people to stop pissing me off. Things that I've realized as I've gotten older.
Okay.
Number four, my people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance for idiots that needs work.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You feel me? You feel me clucking, big chicken?
I see you putting it down.
I'm putting it down. Number five, the biggest lie I tell myself, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it.
That would be a damn lie.
I thought the biggest lie was, I'm okay.
No.
That's the biggest lie I tell myself.
Yeah, I tell myself that too, but I don't need to write it down. I'll remember. My notes section in my iPhone 13 Plus Pro Max is full of notes.
That's great.
Jogged with notes because I won't remember. There's too many things rolling around in the noodle for me to try to remember at one time. Number six, when I was a child, I thought nap time was punishment. Now it's a mini vacation.
It truly is.
Truly is. Until that nap turns into a ninja sleep.
I have, as I've aged, I have enjoyed my 3 o'clock naps. That's like the perfect time for me. And I used to
Corey, you don't get off of work until 5.
Don't worry about what I'm talking about. We don't need to bring clocks into this. What I'm trying to tell you is that my 3 o'clock nap on a weekly basis, Monday through Friday, I used to struggle with, wait, DT, I hate you. I used to struggle with getting up from a nap because remember, if you remember, it's well documented on the show that once my head hits the pillow, my body used to say, oh, we in for, 6 hours, you know? Yeah. That's not the case anymore. I take that little 30, 40 hour nap and I'm up and I'm ready to go. I have one today. Just get in that numeric slumber bed and right on off.
Oh, you did get that new bed.
I think the new bed is, yeah, it's good.
Is it assisting the sleep?
No. All right, number seven. The day the world runs out of wine is just too terrible to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, boys. Yeah. Number eight.
Even, I'm agreeing with you.
Even duct tape can't fix stupid, but it can muffle the sound.
That's a fact. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Kidnapping.
That's a fact.
Hey. True. Number nine. Wouldn't it be great if we could put ourselves in a dryer for 10 minutes and come out wrinkle-free and 3 sizes smaller?
Yeah.
How big is the dryer? Because I'm claustrophobic.
Okay, well, you clearly are going to need a large industrial dryer.
I still wouldn't know because I'm going around and around. Is it a padded dryer?
Listen, D.A. Billy go round in a circle. Billy fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Take a look. It's in a book, Reading Rainbow.
Thank you very much. And number 10. Number 10. Things that I realized as I got older. Getting lucky means walking into a room and remembering why I'm there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about getting some booty.
No, D.A. Thank you for completely understanding the bit of the show.
You're welcome. You don't have to thank me on live on air, bro. This is what I'm doing. It's my job. It's why I log in. Why you gotta spit the water, though? I ain't gonna spit on your own stuff.
That was the most realest spit take I have ever seen. A day for YouTube, folks. It's a day
that
for YouTube.
That was that went down the whole.
No, he said the realest. He said the realest.
The realest spit take I've ever seen.
Because it was.
CDA.
I don't even understand what was funny.
Well, it's not that it was funny, but you've got Dite all choked up.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America, you wanna laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey he's bougie AF. And we got DJ, he never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast. Oh,
Fat Guy.
Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Oh, what's good?
And my co-host, Doug, the D.A. Choke Him Up Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host all night long, the one, the only, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to add Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And even though we had 2 days off, I didn't get a chance to write a new script for the Swag Merch Store. So I'm just going to tell you to get your little happy little ass over there and get you something from the Swag Merch Store. Look, folks, it supports the show. It supports the show. Okay? Enough said. They got these cool hats there. I got one. I'm wearing one right now. No, they don't have this jersey. But they do have these hats and beanies and drink mugs, aprons. I'm still waiting on someone to get a Fat Guy Radio Show apron and send me a picture of them wearing just nothing but the apron in their kitchen.
Okay.
I would make that a giveaway, but the network told us we can only do one giveaway a month because of the rules.
A month?
A month. One giveaway a month.
Have we done a giveaway in March?
Not March, because this is our first show in March, so...
Exactly, so how can you not get a giveaway?
Because I haven't worked up the giveaway yet, DT.
Okay. I'm just gonna ask...
Why did you even log in today, bro?
To get choked up. Order today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store, the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. More than just another radio swag store. And we thank you. Well, welcome to the show. Whoa, everybody everywhere. We are happy to be back with all of you. We were off for a couple of weeks. Had an amazing best of. DT did a great job putting the best of together. Mark that good down, DA. He executive produced something.
Hey, March, that's my job. That's 17. What I log in for.
All right. Nevertheless, folks, got a packed show for you, I think. Lots to get to, I think.
Hey, I'm ready for anything that you have to bring, because here's the thing. This is the hottest radio show in Arizona. Even when it's allergy season and 62 degrees outside, we're the hottest thing cooking.
I miss the 62 degrees. It's been 80 something degrees, high 80s, almost 90 degrees today.
Way to step on the bit, Corey. Moving right along.
What was the bit?
I didn't know there was I didn't know that there was an establishing bit going on right now. So it's not about the context, DA. It's about the delivery. Nevertheless, boys, I did it. I did it.
What did you do?
What did you do? Fanfare. Bump. Bump. She is gone.
You murdered the cat lady?
No, I did see her boobs the other day, though. But no, she is gone.
Whoa, tell that story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not she. He is gone.
What the? Didn't you just tell me about delivery?
Yeah. I corrected my delivery.
I'm confused as to boobs and...
Yeah, I want to go back to that. No, how did you see her boobs?
I'm sorry. I got to know my audience. He is gone. He is no more.
Who?
Putin?
My element.
Oh. You name your car a man, so you ride a man. Makes sense. Continue on. Continue on, please.
Corey loves being in men.
I know. He loves riding them, too.
All right, listen. My element was a guy because his stick shift was up. If your car has a stick shift that's down, it's a girl. Most SUVs are guys. So I referred to him, and his name was Destin.
I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like they could be girls. They just have giant.
No, you can't say that. But listen, Destin was a guy.
Fun bean, right?
Destin was a guy because of where his gear shift was located. Get my remote here because we have picture evidence. Because I had to take pictures. See where his gear shift is?
Oh, he got the morning wood.
Yeah, so that's clearly a guy.
No, not clearly.
That's clearly a dude.
Sometimes the clitoris can...
Okay, DA. All right. Thank you very much.
You can't say clitoris?
No, you can't. Never mind.
FAA is stupid.
It's not the FAA, you idiot. It's the FCC. Nevertheless, folks...
I don't give a F this what FBB. The Fs are.
The truck is gone.
The FBB is stupid.
So is the BDD. Wait, what is this? The BDB.
The FAA. We're not pilots, you stooge.
Not a podcast. Hey, not a pilot.
I don't care what you say. I don't
He's
care what you say.
He's all for limiting the black experience.
Right? Yes, not a pilot.
Everyone want to be a podcast. Nobody want to be a podcast.
I hate you so much.
I don't care what AARP has to say about what we can say on the show or not. We're gonna say it.
Yeah.
Listen, this has nothing to do with SRP. I'm talking about it's the FCC.
UAA can do whatever.
It's the FCC. Yeah, you know me.
You down with FCC?
Yeah, you know me. You down with FCC? Listen.
Did we break Corey?
DA, you are so stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm analytical. That's what I am.
Okay, listen. Oh my God. I don't care about the FAA. Jesus. All right, where was I at? Maybe lose my composure. All
you were
right.
Talking about your neighbor's titties.
No, I wasn't. I was talking.
You were talking about the neighbor's titties.
You were. That's what we really want to hear about.
I didn't see his titties. He didn't see her titties. You said you saw her titties. You started talking about her titties. No one brought
up
neighbor's titties but you.
Stop saying that word, please.
I know the FAA's won't get on it. Not the FAA. They'll fly right over.
It's not the FAA.
Y'all are so scary.
It's not the FAA.
Hey, I don't care. We gotta stop. Let's get off the subject of the FDD. All right.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Cool.
Talk about the
tickle
bitties.
Okay, so I got rid of
your element,
my truck, the element, who is a guy.
Yes, established. You like riding men.
Okay, so I like. All right. So anyway, I got rid of him, and which I was planning on doing because remember back I was talking about the whole yard sale. Well, that whole thing's out of the way. But the big first step that I needed to take was getting rid of this vehicle that has not ran for 5.5 years.
It's like you're the vehicle.
It was so hurtful.
That was good.
That was so hurtful, you rat bastard.
See, DJ, it's all about the delivery.
Why don't we have any more tissue in this studio?
Hey, this is why I log in.
So,
I'm taking those edibles.
So I decided that I didn't want to do, you know, you're getting rid of a junk car. It's up on stilts. DJ came by and put them up on stilts. It's been up on stilts for like five. I really need to go get some tissue. I cannot even see. My eyes are so watery. Cover me for 3 seconds. Cover me for 3 seconds.
It's the pollen in the air. Because my throat is scratchy. It's not the COVID. I haven't been tested, but I'm sure it's not the COVID.
I agree with you. I don't think it is, except for in your case, you might have it. But honestly, I don't think
But I feel fine other than that. No fever. I can still taste and smell. Hey, did you lose your taste and smell?
Well, when both you got times. It
both times?
Both times.
Dang, but it came back, though. Well, they obviously, it came back if you had to lose it.
We don't have no facial tissue. I had to take the whole roll.
Hey, you're better than me. I'm using Jack in the Box
it's
now.
It's brand new. It was sitting right there on top because the cleaning people here are lazy as hell.
When y'all have to blow your nose in the shower, do y'all just cover the one nostril and just let it rip?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. I'm in the shower. I got soap and stuff. I go ahead. I blow it out. I wipe it off. I rinse my hands. And then I wash my hands in the shower. Why not?
This is so ghetto.
No, it's not.
But it's not ghetto.
Nothing else.
But so you're telling me, Corey, in the shower, Mister, I don't like moist. You get out the shower completely dry off, then go get facial tissue.
Yes,
and then
see, DT, I have a very sensitive nose, and
that thing is sensitive. Corey's talking about it'll make my nose red.
I hate you so much, man. You said, it'll make my nose red.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big, fizzy douche. Everything you said was a lie.
I'm waiting for Corey to look at him. Look, you make my nose.
Lady K said, hey, baby. Hey. Sorry, I'm late.
Hey.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Lady K, you're not late. The party starts when you get here.
I was going to say, hey, you can't be late. He's infertile.
All right.
AA also said, but where are the only pans aprons?
Why would you?
Put you on blast? Why wouldn't I?
All right. We got to take a break because clearly we're past time, right, DT? Yeah. Or am I too? My clock says 22.
My clock says 28. What time do we start?
Oh, we started a little later, so. I'm at 22, I got about three more.
Okay, so then my times are all off.
Okay, so we can go off of yours, and then we'll just...
Or we can talk about it until we actually have to take the break.
That's true, too.
You're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
All right, so I'm not going to be able to get to my car story. I'm not going to be able to get to my car story because DA broke me, but...
Okay, we'll talk about the titties.
DA, please stop saying the T word.
I forget we can't say it.
Talk about the tatas.
No. All right, very quickly, the tatas. Okay. I have a two-story home.
Yes.
And the tata loading cat lady has a one story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very small, it's a smaller footprint on her plot.
Keep going, man. I'm losing it. Keep going.
On the plot of her, so her house sits smaller on her plot. So, my side window in my bedroom looks down into her backyard.
Uh-huh.
And she just happened to be out there in her robe having coffee and one of her 400 cigarettes that she smokes while she's petting a kitty. And she got up.
She was petting her kitty too?
I had clothes. Right? I had clothes right there by the window. So I was at the window actually putting on a shirt. And so if she would have looked up, she probably would have saw my tatas. But I was looking down and she got up from the table and the robe opened and two unimpressive sandbags dropped out.
Mm. Corey's like, mine look better.
I was gonna say like allegedly, but I should say that for legal purposes. Allegedly,
you should say it. Allegedly, she probably watches.
Oh, I guarantee. I wouldn't be surprised. Allegedly, but this is the first time that I've seen her tatas. Remember when she came to the door and the robe was open? It's that same disgusting Neapolitan ice cream colored robe.
You don't even know when women are throwing it at you.
She was in her own space. in her backyard.
Not going to your front door with her tatas out.
That was when the lights went out.
The lights went out she and the woman comes over.
She was panicking. She was panicking.
That's the best.
Like, I am, like, I'm SRP. Like, I'm the one that's got control of the lights.
You've never seen an intro to a porno.
I've written intros to pornos, but hey, nevertheless.
That is literally an intro.
I'm
scared. The power's out. Do you have any warmth in there?
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. I did this whole segment with the swag store add-on. Oh, well, we got heavy penetration on the swag store. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side, shut up, DA. On the other side of this, more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. And I will get to my truck story because it has actually a really cool high payoff. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Corey, you know, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays. But people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face. It's all of our faces. My face is there. D-Tay's face is there. Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah, he's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, D.A. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream. So we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show.
And become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't. Be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, dear.
Oh, on live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't gonna have to burn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Let me tell you about Walmart. So easy to order from Walmart through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And this is why I know it's so easy. I ordered an item from Walmart. I got it. I wasn't 100% satisfied with it. And I had never actually returned something to Walmart at all. It was so easy. You know how when you return things to other online retailers, you know, that have, you know, Anacondas and Swamps, you have to like print out something, repackage everything, tape the box back up, put it on there, and then drive to some place and, you know, do the whole sweaty handshake. With Walmart, not only do they make purchasing easy, they make the returns even easier. I had this return. The item didn't have to go inside of another box. It went inside its own box. In the Walmart app, I had a QR code. Went to the FedEx store. They scanned the QR code. The FedEx guy did all the printing, slapped the label on it, and off it went.
Ooh.
That easy when returning something to Walmart. So Walmart.com has you covered from delivery to the possible returns. It was so easy. Anybody can do it. And when you shop Walmart, start through FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we thank you. All right. Welcome back to the show. So, boys, I got rid of the car, and in the process of me getting rid of the car, I discovered something that I didn't know I was going to trip over. I did the junk cars thing. I don't know if any of you have ever did the junk cars thing.
Yeah, cash for junk or something like that?
Yeah. Okay, it's some slimy dudes. That's some slimy operations. But I uncovered one thing. I went to the Googler, and I was Googling cars for junk, cash for junk cars, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And I called, I started just, you know, calling down the websites. I was just going right down the first page of Google. Every company that I called on the first page of Google, and a lot of people don't know this, so pay attention if you ever get in this situation. Though the websites were different, though the websites all said something different, all had a different phone number, they all led to one company.
BlackRock.
Pedal. It's a company called Pedal. P-E-D-D-L-E.
I was going to say, he just sold your car to a pedo?
They all led to this company called Pedal. So you call the 800 number. You got some little, I called the 800 number. I got some weird recording that says, please hold while we connect you to an agent. And then you hear that horrible holding music. And then the person answers. They never identify themselves as working for Pedal. They're all like affiliates of them, but it's all one company. So all of the company, all the numbers that I was calling, I wondered why I was getting the same offer over and over because they were all working for the same company. Now, here's another thing. As I got to Google page two, though it was the same company, the timeline had changed. So the offers started to change. Really interesting. And they were all slimy because they were like pushy, like, well, you know, if you don't take this offer right now, it could, if you call us back, it could go down. And, you know, then we'll have to cancel out this offer. And one dude, the first guy that I called, told me that. Told me, if you don't take this offer now, if you try to call us back, which you will call us back because we're going to offer you the best money for this truck, I can't guarantee that the offer is going to be great. So I told the guy, I said, okay, just send me an email of the offer. And yeah, I'm going to shop around. That's what I thought I was doing. I didn't realize I was calling the same company over and over. But I told the guy, send me an email of the offer. And if I decide to accept it, I'll accept it in the email. Because that's what he said. I'll send you an email and it has a little button that you say accept offer. So I called around and then that's when I discovered that they were all leading to the same company. So then I re-Googled and I looked for local cash for junker cars. That was a big mistake.
Why?
All those guys offered pennies for this SUV. Pennies. I think the highest offer I got was $150.
Ooh.
For a car?
For a car.
Did you could have sold non-running for like $3,000.
Exactly. For a car, $150 for all the local cash for junk people.
Cash, you could say that they were loco.
They were literally local. So I'm like, okay. That dude was right. The first guy I called was right. They gave me the largest offer. Okay. Out of everybody else that I had talked to, he ended up that he was right. So I started looking through my emails to see, you know, and I called around for about 20 minutes. I started looking through my emails to see to find the email from this guy. And he hadn't sent me the email.
Because he was going to call back. He was going to lower it.
So I was, of course, tracking who I was calling. So I called the same number back and I knew I was probably going to get somebody different, but I wanted to call back and say, okay, can someone send me that email? This guy told me he was going to send me an email offer. I never got it. So I called the number back. A different person answered the phone. And this guy was a freaking automated computer almost. It was a real person, but the moment he answered the phone, he was like, what kind of car do you have? And I told him.
He's straight to business.
He went straight to business. He went right to his script. He went right to his script. What kind of car do you have? Are all the glass and window in place? Are all the tires there? Do you have keys? Do you have a clean title? All this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm like trying to interrupt him, but he kept asking questions. So I just kept answering them, right? All I'm doing is I'm calling back asking for the email from the offer that I got previously. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
This dude got all the way to the end of his script. Why did his offer end up being two times as much as the first offer?
Ooh.
Look how God delivers blessings upon
Won't he
your
do
life.
It? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? He already done it.
It was two times as much as the offer and more than what I had mentally told myself I wanted for it.
So you took it.
I did.
You had to at that point.
I had to. He didn't have no problem sending me an email.
Are you going to put a number on it? Like, well,
I'm not going to put a number on it.
No, he ain't going to tell us.
I'm not going to put a number on
it. Because the IRS is listening?
The IRS is not listening to this number. I mean, it's a junk car DA.
The SIR is listening.
It's a junk car DA. It's not life-changing money.
Joy Washington said, hey.
Hey, Joy. And Joy was actually going to help me because I needed to notarize my title. Oh, after I got
Joy
that,
ain't gonna do nothing.
No, Joy was absolutely wonderful to help
how
me.
How dare you?
But if she was notarizing, because why wouldn't he call me to help lift the car up? I helped put it up. Why can't I help
you
take it down?
You moved out of the hood, monkey, and you moved out of the north area.
That don't mean I can't drive up.
You were out of town when all this happened.
And for both you, DA's information, when Corey first put the thing up, I was still living in the South Side.
It's true.
So I drove up to help him with that. I could drive up to put it back down.
I would have called you, but
the out of town one, the out of town one does make more sense.
You were out of town. You admitted that at the beginning of the show. You were on a work trip. So I needed to, and what I didn't expect is that it was going to go so fast. After I got off the phone with the second guy, he was like, okay, you'll hear from the tow company in about 5 days. I'm like, okay, no problem. That gives me a little cushion of time. So then I reached out to Joy because I knew she was a notary. I reached out to Joy and Joy was like, yep, baby, we gonna get it taken care of when you can come down. This one I'm available. Boom, boom, boom. And then my numbers job got in the way and screwed up my schedule. And I had to, and Joy's schedule ended up being adjusted at the last minute too. So we kind of missed it. So I ended up having to go and hit up my bank. I had to put on my hazmat suit, my four mask, and go into a public space like a bank and have them touch all over my title and stuff like that. But I got to take care of it. But Joy was willing to help me, and she was the first person that I went to.
Nice.
And the reason why it became a rush is because an hour after I got off the phone with the purchaser, the tow company called. And they wanted to come get the truck the next day.
Was that a problem?
No, it wasn't. Well, it was a problem because I hadn't had time to like get everything prepared. Luckily, I had cleaned it out the Sunday before. So it was all cleaned out and I had to take pictures because someone told me that when you offer one of these cars online because of the pandemic, they want to see pictures of the vehicle. Nobody wanted pictures of the vehicle before they got it. They paid for it and took it sight unseen. Literally, the tow truck driver pulled up to my house, had a check in hand, took the title and the keys, hooked the truck, drove away. He didn't verify the VIN. He didn't verify that the car was intact. He didn't do nothing like that.
So you could have just sold anybody's car.
I could have when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there were some checks and balances on the back end, but so a forgetfulness of sending me the first offer email actually led to my benefit.
I love it. This was a happy story.
It was a happy story. Let me ruin it for you. Then I had a conversation with my tax man and everything is gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, then there's life. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, there's a new school opening up, boys, in the Valley. And I think you'll enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully so. I don't know hell DA is looking at on this other monitor, but I know for a fact that this show is on the monitor he's looking at now. Ladies and gentlemen, watch as his eyes shift.
Let your watch. I was waiting.
Ain't nobody commenting that much.
Joy Washington actually said, "Let your watchers. I'm available for notary and fingerprinting. Let your watchers know." I'm assuming.
Oh, Joy just wanted a free commercial.
Okay, and I gave it to her. Anal ass, anal in your ass.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Don't write that down.
FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this. You are such a boob.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's DT here to tell you about our new Afterburn campaign, 2022 Draws for You. So here's how it works. For every new level of $8 Afterburn Elite subscribers, there will be a special show where one of the fellas will be live in their underoos. For the first 30 new Elite subscribers, you will get me, D-Tay. Let the tour begin. For 50 new elite subscribers, you will get me and DJ Little D. Yeah, buddy. And when we reach 1,000 new elite subscribers, you will get me, DJ Little D, and the fat guy himself, Corey Blaze. You're welcome, ladies. Go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get yourself an elite subscription today. It's 2022, draws for you. Help get us out these pants and live on cam. 2022, draws for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. So, boys.
Yeah.
Men. Gentlemen, lend me your ear. So there's a new school opening up in Phoenix. I think it's Phoenix.
It's all Phoenix.
Yeah, it's all relatively connected. This was announced back in 2018 that there were plans on this school being built in Phoenix, Arizona, and now they have like broken ground and it is officially planned and I believe it's set to open in the fall. It's a school by Pitbull.
The rapper.
Is he really a rapper though?
Yeah, well, you know.
The music guy?
The music guy.
Coolo!
Is opening up a school in Arizona, and it's a kindergartner through fifth grade school, I believe is what it is. And he's opened up a school next year. You know what, boys? Me and the little minions of the network just started thinking.
Did we should open up our own school?
No. We don't podcast at the school.
No, we just started thinking. I wonder what it would be like at Pitbull school. At a school operated by Pitbull. So I asked myself, I wonder what it would be like to have a substitute teacher teaching you how to read a clock. I think it might sound something like this.
Let's get it now. Ooh, I want the time of my life.
That'll teach you how to read a clock. You know, at the school of Pitbull. Then I thought, thinking, you know, they're young kids. They probably going to have some type of sensitivity training at the Pitbull Elementary School. And I'm sure that would probably, that course would probably go something.
One day.
Because, you know, feeling and, of course, a sensitivity at the school of Pitbull is really important. Then I started to think, you know, geography, detail, okay. You know, the world and stuff. Geography is a required course at the school of Pitbull, I would imagine. And learning about the world is important to proper education. So I'm sure that the geography class will probably go something like this.
Call me Mr. Worldwide. Let somebody call me Mr. Worldwide. Why you think they call me Mr. Worldwide?
So when at the school of Pitbull will nevertheless focus on nutrition, DA, something that, you know, you and I didn't pay a lot of close attention to.
Oh, this
to.
Is when you're going to play Kulo. Because you eat ass.
Focus on nutrition. And some kids in school, DA,
Oh, we're talking about kids.
Won't like eating their vegetables. You know, DT, maybe you remember this back in the day when you were used to work at a school or run a school or be on a school campus before security chased you off, whatever the hell you did. I'm sure that Pitbull is going to want to teach some kids about nutrition, and some kids are not going to want to eat those vegetables. So I imagine that Pitbull will probably take some vegetables in his hand and just go right up to one of those kids that don't want to eat their vegetables and say,
"You know I want you. I know you want me.
Now there might
you know what's funny?
That song
that's
was
the
worse
song,
than the one I said.
Well, that's the song I thought he was going to use for the time for the clock one because he says un, dos, tres, cuatro.
No, we cut like, that part out.
He literally counts.
Yeah, he literally did. So I'm sure that there's going to be a fight on the playground or two. I mean, they're kids. At the school of Pitbull, there's going to be a fight or two.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? But I'm sure that the kids will probably give a warning at the school of Pitbull, and it might sound something like this. It's going down. And nevertheless, boys, at the School of Pitbull that is set to open here in the fall of 2022, Pitbull is going to be a tough principal. He just looks like he's going to be a tough, tough, tough principal.
He kind of does, though.
At the School of Pitbull. You know, I mean, he's a Pitbull.
Looks like a hard ass.
You know what I mean? Pitbull. Come on. It's in the name.
His name's Pitbull.
So, and what happens is that kids ditch school.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, you know, they ditch school from time to time. And I'm sure Pitbull is going to catch them ditching school. And when he catches them ditching school, I'm sure he's going to call the parents of those kids that ditched. And he's going to tell them exactly where those kids are. And it, that those calls will probably sound something like this. So that's the School of Pitbull. Set to open in the fall of 2022 in Phoenix, Arizona.
He gonna walk to them kids. I know you want me. You know I want you.
No, he busted the kids at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Oh, you know, that's them, when he's saying that.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, why is he calling the parents, letting them know that he's at the hotel? Because
that's where he busted the kids. Were you not listening to the setup that I worked so hard to put together, you two sleepy son of a monkeys?
It just sounded like Epstein Island.
It really did. You know, you
the
won't
word says
at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Kids ditch school all the time, and Pitbull will call their parents if when he catches them. I'm sure the call to the parents would go something like this.
Okay.
He's telling the parents, we at the hotel, motel, come here, we got found him, I found him.
Not what it reads as.
Because you guys know too much about Pitbull, clearly.
And we know too much about schools. I'm just saying, when principals catch kids ditching, they don't catch them off campus. They catch them trying to leave campus.
This is Pitbull. He's special. Pitbull's special.
So Pitbull's rolling around Phoenix just checking out all hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns.
Yep, looking for his kids.
There's 365 Holiday Inns in Arizona alone.
And you would know that. He's looking for all them kids because that's how much he cares. He cares that much, DT, that he's looking for those kids everywhere. He's scouring the city looking for the kids that have ditched Pitbull's elementary school.
Oh, it's elementary school?
Yeah, it's K through 5.
Then why they
were you the not listening? You really weren't listening to the setup
How
of this
How do they
bit.
Even rent a hotel room if they K through 5?
They're like 8 max.
More the reason why Pitbull has to sniff them out. Maybe they didn't rent a room. Maybe the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, they got pools. Maybe the kids wanted to just go in the pool. They saw beach ball.
They would have been caught by the cop before they even got caught by Pitbull.
We got a police shortage. You know that? So cops Pitbull, ain't looking for kids.
I don't care
school.
How tall the cops are. They still gonna see them in the pool.
They're not gonna catch them. We ain't got enough cops to catch them. Besides, all the cops are too busy shooting black people, and you can't film them.
I'm not gonna argue that.
Now listen, I'm trying to tell y'all this is a different school. It's ran by Pitbull. It's a special arrangement, and Pitbull is gonna have his thumb.
Think about this next
on the heartbeat. Of education in Arizona.
Okay. The thumbs on the heart. Thank God.
That his thumb was on somebody's ass. I'm just saying. In a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
No.
I thought they was up the culo.
And see, that's why I didn't use that song when I was writing this bit on the way in. I didn't use that song because that's what it's
in. I know of him.
I wonder what their school, because every school has a school mission. Everyone has a creed at the school and it's like, oh, we are the people who will do this and this and this. I wonder what their school creed would be. Would it be something like, we shall shake things up? Picture that with a Kodak.
Mm.
put your thumb up your culo.
Okay, see, no, see, we can't do the culo lines and the culo songs for the kids. We can't do that. I mean, I was pushing the envelope with the Hotel Motel because they have pools and beach balls.
You was pushing the envelope with the whole bit.
I wasn't pushing
you
the
really
envelope.
Were.
It wasn't.
You pushed
wasn't,
the envelope you when you had the kids from kinder to fifth grade having orgies at a Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
I didn't say anything about them having orgies.
You
clearly know what happens at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
They was ditching at the Hotel Motel, and Pitbull came in with a bunch of vegetables saying, you know you want this. Vegetable is slang for ecstasy.
I didn't say that Pitbull showed up with an eggplant. I said that he called the parents to say, he could have said, hey, I'm at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn. The kids could have just been walking by on the way to the video arcade place.
Then why would he stop them at the hotel?
Because picture that with a Kodak. It was in front of the Hotel Motel
picture
Holiday
that
Inn.
With a Kodak.
It was in front of it.
Just saying.
They was you walking can't even on the picture side, that with a Kodak. In front of it. That's why he, and it when he happen. Saw them in front of it, he called the parents and he told them where to meet them. See, he was just ratting the kids out. That's where he saw them. So he swooped up right in front of them while they were walking on the sidewalk in front of the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn when they was on their way to Castles and Coasters to play some video games. Now, why the K through 5 grade kids were out in the city by themselves, that's clearly an issue of parenting. They ain't got nothing to do with Pitbull.
True. That is true.
You see what I'm saying?
Why are you mad at Pitbull?
I'm not mad at Pitbull. I'm just giving you an example of what a school going to be like.
So, just sounds like you hating on Pitbull.
I'm not hating on him. I just played 5 of his songs. Why would I be hating on him? You know how much research went into looking into the lyrics of these stupid songs, and you two a-holes just completely blew up the entire bit.
Well,
you
I
made
like
it
Kulo.
Sexual, and it wasn't sexual. It was supposed to be funny. Taking a Pitbull song and applying it to an elementary school because it's so far-fetched that a rapper or a hip-hop singer like Pitbull would have an elementary school in Phoenix, Arizona. That was a whole bit, but no, you two well, just settle up to it, spread the great divide behind you, and drop the big steaming pile of cornfield deuce see, right on top of the whole bit.
See, the only funny part about Pitbull owning a school in Phoenix is the Phoenix part. Honestly, if you would tell me that he was opening a school in Miami, he's Mr. Miami.
He has a school there already. That wasn't news.
But see, I didn't know that.
You know how hard it is for me to put stuff together and come in and do this show with all the other stuff
that I got going on. Fingers.
And I put this stuff
very
together.
Hard. We
don't
have
nothing
to talk about.
We don't
have hard for you to pull. It's hard for you to pull because you have fat fingers.
Lady K said he's a pit bull. He tracked the kids just up the block to the hotel.
Thank
Y'all
you, Lady
need
K.
To pay attention.
Thank you.
He's a pit bull.
Thank you.
He's a pit bull, so he tracks them. He's not a bloodhound.
He
Lady K.
Out.
That was dumb. Lady K.
How dare you? How dare
he
you
not
call
a retriever.
Lady K's comment come
He is
dumb.
Not a hunting dog. All right. Pit bulls.
How
do
dare
not
you,
hunt.
Sir? How
they
dare you?
Fight.
You will not speak to
it's
my lady
different.
Like that. You
I'm
will,
gonna need you to go back
no,
to
you
North Carolina.
Not. South Carolina.
And learn, South Carolina and learn yourself something.
Well, it may be North Carolina, I'm not sure, but you will not talk to Lady K like that on this show. How dare
Lady
you?
Lady K, I love you, but that was the dumbest thing you've ever said in the comments.
That is, how dare you say that Lady K said something dumb? I will come to wherever bunker you are hidden in from me since you moved back down to the southern side of the sin.
You would not come back to my side of town because you get shot because everyone would say, damn, that's a big-ass turkey. We going to eat good tonight.
Also, now I'm a turkey. I'm a pit bull song-listening kids at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn girl that makes bad comments on the live stream turkey. That's what
yes.
I am. How dare you, dude? Apologize to my girl.
You are a Cajun
to
turkey.
My girl.
Damn,
you blackest Cajun turkey I've ever seen.
Apologize to my girl. That's all you got to do when this is over. Apologize to my girl.
Lady K, I am truly and deeply sorry that you said the dumbest stuff I've ever heard on this show.
That's a horrible Apollo lie.
I'm just playing.
That's a bad Apollo lie.
Lady K, I do apologize. It was funny for me to say that was dumb, but it wasn't right.
Now, show her your butt. Show her your butt.
I do apologize.
Show her your butt. Show her your, no, okay. No.
Sorry, Redkin. I do apologize.
All right. No, you don't ever talk to my girl like that, dude. I will come across whatever fiber optic we are connected to right now, and I will tear your ass.
Just send Pitbull at me.
Up. I can't. You know where Pitbull is?
So hold on, we got a rebut. You underestimate the breed, number one. Number two, hold on. Oh, she just put some emotion. Number two.
Hold on, DA. Hold on. I got to back up Lady K's comment here. I got to back her up in the way that
you underestimate that breed.
It should be backed up. Hold on. I'm getting to it. Okay, DA, read my girl's comment and break it up for me.
She said, you underestimate the breed, number one. Number two, I love you too, and I'll give you a hug after I whoop your butt to prove it. Now I know what pit bulls do. We used to sick it on y'all blackies.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. No, wait.
Dang, Lady K, you racist. I just play. I know DA added that last part in there.
That last part was me.
I know he did. I know he did. I know he did.
I was like shocked that she. I was like shocked that she actually revealed her pet name for me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick.
Blackie. Right.
You would be calling the N word.
Say it to me with a deep voice.
At the ER.
Beat me, massa. All right, we're going to take a quick break, ladies.
The community standards popped up. Is this going to get flagged?
This is so good. This whole show's going to get flagged. Okay. Did the community standards really pop up? Well, yeah. We probably going to get dumped off of them.
She said, God, I love y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
all right.
So, pit bulls.
School of Hard Knocks.
Make good catch dogs, meaning they've already seen the animal.
You're not going to let it go, are you?
No. They see the animal, they catch it, and hold it down for the hunter to get there. They do not make good scent dogs where they are tracking the animal.
Okay, so
watch too much cartoons.
So you just explain what I'm going to do to you after this show if you continue to rebut my Lady K's rebut because she's got a nice butt.
Well, she can see my rebut.
You showed her your rebut just 5 minutes ago. You better get off my girl.
Ain't nobody else on her.
That's hurtful.
Hey, I'm on these waters.
That's hurtful.
You know, they do something to me.
That's hurtful because
I'm sorry. I get real belligerent when I get hydrated. I'm sorry.
Hurtful because it's real true. Belligerent. Real belligerent. And you decide to set your sights on my Lady K, bruh. You know what the K stand for, right?
Kill it.
All right, that's it. Break time. We gotta go to break. We'll be right back after this, folks.
I know what the first K stands for. Right. We'll do the next two.
We'll
stand
be
for.
Right back after this, folks. We'll be right back.
Damn it, DA, put your pants back on for the love of everything holy.
I don't need to. You want to know why? Because this is Afterburn, bitch.
Dude, it's just a commercial. We're just talking about it. You don't have to get in full regale or out of full regale.
But how else am I going to show you that I can make it slap on both thighs?
You make it slap on both thighs when we're on the show. This is just a commercial for Afterburn to invite everybody to go subscribe so that they can hear more of this and possibly see your ability to slap it on both thighs.
Watch Thursday's show. Can't see me tucking in between my thighs either. Look, I got a little camel toe.
Oh my God, nobody wants to see that.
Then why are you still looking, Corey?
Put that away.
Never. I'm going to rub it on everything and give it salmonella.
This is why people subscribe to Afterburn for the audio and subscribe to Afterburn for the video. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. And Lord knows between UDA and my little brother, DJ Little D, God knows what you'll see on Afterburn. Here's the interesting question, though.
What's interesting about it?
The one that should be naked is the one that's never naked.
You.
DT.
Nah, that's your little mocha cub.
You need to put your pants back on, and everyone listening needs to go subscribe to Afterburn so that DA can take his pants back off. You see the circle of life here? Are you seeing the circle of life?
Watch this, Corey.
Oh, God, you go! Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. This commercial needs to be over. It needs to be over right now.
Smell the mic.
I can smell the slapping.
We are sorry.
So sorry.
Very sorry.
Sorry.
We'll never do it again.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin? Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Thank you, Lady K. Turn your microphone on, Corey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our bonus show, Afterburn. And we don't have a new commercial because we were all coming off of vacation. That's fine. I didn't get my commercials updated either. So I'll just hit it from the fly and we'll hit the ground running. D.A., you have the next 2 months of Afterburn writing
commercials. Remember when you used to just like randomly call us and then we would do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't babysit you on the nip anymore. So Afterburn is our bonus show, ladies and gentlemen. For an extra $3 a month to hear it, $8 to watch it, and $10 now for a little extra bonus on top of our bonus. This upcoming episode, folks, I gotta tell you, man, the most obscene, ridiculous conversation ever known to man has taken place. Yes, we pre-tape them, so you get them early if you become an $8
fourth wall
subscriber. They already know. It's no secret. The secret's out. No cap, EA. No cap. All bottle.
Hey, I see you.
So the Afterburn show is our bonus show where we're able to basically the things that we have to go to commercial when we mention on this show for. On the Afterburn show, we can do, 15, 20 minutes on, weird. And we get to use naughty words, bad words. And if you're at the $10 level, a lot of those naughty bad words become visual naughtiness. Yep. Yes, we're whores, folks, and that's okay because we're trying to keep this train a-chugging. So subscribe at Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. 18 and over, please. Or if you're under 18, you're going to have to lie really good, but there's a lot of checks and balances.
Unless you go to pit bull school, then you can do whatever you want.
All right.
At the hotel.
They were walking in front of it, nevertheless. All right. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, boys, I'm a disaster. I'm a mess. Look.
We know.
Okay, I'm getting old. Well, I'm getting older.
You're already there.
I'm getting older. You know what I mean? And I was in my kitchen and I was making myself a burrito. And I wanted to top the burrito with some green chili salsa. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? The green chili salsa. Dita, you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
I had just that morning gotten my grocery order pickup from Walmart. All the groceries were new, so I was like, yeah, I was excited to cook. I made my burrito. I had my burrito, and I had one jar of green salsa that had just a little bit left in it, and I put that on my burritos, and I figured, you know what? That's going to be good enough. I drenched it across of it like it's sauce. I drenched it, and I said, you know what? That's enough. I don't need to open up that new bottle. No big deal. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, I need a little bit more. Just, being fat, D.A., I just wanted a little bit more of green salsa. So I went to get the brand new bottle of green chili salsa and I put it literally bloop, like a dab. Bloop. It was like a fat guy moment that it was like this plate is not going to be complete without that additional dab of green chili salsa. Got the dab on the burritos, right?
Mm-hmm. Just a dabby.
Just a dabby. You know what I'm saying? Walk back to the refrigerator to put the chili salsa away, and I will just show you.
Damn, we got deep.
That's a brand new bottle of green chili salsa.
So my question is, did you do the correct thing and mop up that chili sauce with the rest of your burrito?
No, I licked it up like a lap dog or a pit bull.
Okay.
I can see that too.
Okay.
Whoa, but Corey,
were you at the hotel motel?
Bulldogs,
listen,
are the ones that lap stuff up.
That's a brand new bottle. That's a brand new bottle of green chili sauce.
And that's the Hernandez, isn't it?
The good stuff. Yes. Man, this is just me getting old, man. So I text this picture to my son and I said, so how's your day going? And he replied back, clearly better than yours. Do you need a nurse? I'm like, thank you, son. I appreciate it. And then he followed it up with, Pops, can I get some money?
You open the door.
Kick him when I'm down.
I did open up the door. So I'm just an old man. But as we go through the new segment that is called Corey and his phone, I did some yard work and I have proof, video, photographic proof of me out in my front yard holding up the sprayer. I was working like a man. Look, I had the gloves on. I had my mask ready to
go. What were you spraying?
Weeds.
Hey, so did you mix your own or you bought a premix?
I bought a premix, but it was a refill premix. I literally had to spend, I had to buy four. It actually worked out to be, I bought four bottles and every bottle was a gallon and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I used two bottles on my rocks in my backyard just alone. Ooh. Because it had gotten that out of control, dude. The weeds were not up to my knee. They were up to my thigh.
Damn.
They were fat ass thigh. They were blooming.
Good thing that was in your backyard, because I know in the city that you live,
yeah,
they will give you notices if they get if that it got in the that, front.
If they got that bad in the city would notice. This was in the backyard, luckily.
I'm on my second notice. That's why I need to buy some.
I got no excuse for this. None. Now, I did call around to... Yes, I did go back to Craigslist.
You have all these weeds. The landscaper dude didn't do the weeds?
Listen, that was last year. We moved forward. But yet I did go back to the well of Craigslist and look for another yard cleaner company.
Okay.
And then I paused and I caught myself and I said, I reminded myself of the last experience. So then I Googled DA African American owned black landscapers.
Did you put all that in there?
Not all of it. I just put Negro landscapers. No, I just put black owned.
American owned black owned landscapers. That way you get the white girls who've had black.
Yeah, thank you very much, DT. Appreciate that.
Now they're black.
Very visual.
So I'm on a business directory that I get that has a section that is listed for that has a section that's black owned businesses.
And they call it the dark section?
No, they don't call it the dark section. But I have a directory and I went to the directory and I drilled down and I put black owned landscape. One company popped up.
I'm sure.
One company popped up. Called that company. First bid, I wanted to. That's what I set out to do. That's what I wanted to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stimulate the African-American economy here. You know what I'm saying? D8?
Yeah.
I got you, man.
Hey, did you tell him I pay up front? They were like, hey, I'm outside now. I didn't tell you where I live yet. We know.
No, I did not announce that to him. So I take pictures of the yard and I send the pictures. I text the pictures over to the black owned company and they text me back their quote. And then of course, like a good shopper, I find Eduardo's and Umberto's landscaping company and I send them pictures and they send me back a quote. I don't know what happened, but the black owned company was the most expensive quote that I got.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because nobody's hiring them. That's what happens. They get undercut by all of the other.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't hire anybody, but I will say the black owned guy that I called was the most highest and I thought it was very expensive. You boys have seen my RD. I don't know if you ever seen my backyard, but DT, you've definitely seen my backyard.
I've seen your backyard.
Yeah.
And the black owned company gave me an estimate $450 to $550 to knock the weeds down in the backyard. Last year, the same time, I called that company, not the one that I paid up front, but the previous guy, and to do the backyard and the front and the side yards, it was $175. All the other companies that I was getting quotes from were about $200 to $250.
Of this most current one?
The most current one. I got four quotes. He was $450 to $550. Highest. Everybody else was $200 to $250.
Well, dang.
That was huge. So I didn't pay nobody. I just eventually did it myself. And I'm doing it in sections. And I did the rocks, which was the hardest part first. I devised a plan. I executed that plan.
Uh-huh.
It was successful. And now there's another big old huge patch in the backyard and I just don't want to do it. DA, this is what you got to do. I'm going to give you my tip on how you do it. What are you going to say, DT? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, was your plan just to put on a bib and just eat it like a billy goat?
No, my plan was to That's why you snorted.
I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to make it through the show without having one, but clearly I got one.
Emotional damage.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Like a billy goat. Those are greens. He would never. Keep going.
My 5-point plan.
If it was cows growing to his thighs, then yeah.
Emotional, damn it. My 5-point plan. You two.
He said cows growing to his thighs. I once seen Corey eat a burger off the backside of a cow.
Emotional damage.
Like, so not emotional damage if it's true.
My 5-point plan. One.
5-point plan.
My 5-point plan. Battery up charge up the batteries for the weed whacker because I have an electric wireless weed whacker.
That makes sense.
You may not. 2, weed whack the rocks.
Okay.
3, spray weed killer on the rocks.
Okay.
Shit backwards.
4, 7049. 4 is to weed whack and mow the grassy area of the backyard, which is the biggest area of the backyard. And that's where I am now. And then step 5 is to insect treat the backyard because it's starting to get warmer and the bugs are starting to come out and I need to insect treat the backyard. So I'm at step four right now.
Why would you put the weed killer on after you weed whack?
Because to kill the roots. These weeds had established themselves so well in my backyard. They had social security numbers and mailing addresses.
See, when I came up, this is just how I came up. Everybody's different, right? Maybe that's why the brothers charge more because we're doing it wrong. I would spray and then we'll give it a week. And then I have to go out and get my black butt up at 6 in the morning before the sun come up because my dad swore sun's going to make me black and whatever. I would weed whack, get all of it up, and it would come up easier. And then I would go and pull the weeds, you know, in between everything.
Now, so DA, everything was just easier to pull. That process is doable, too, because what you're going to experience is something that I didn't experience. I experienced wet weeds, and those are nasty to deal with because while they were still alive. If you spray them first and then whack them, you're whacking dead, dried out weeds.
Yeah.
So it works both the same way. So that's the reason why I did it the way that I wanted to do it, because the weeds had gotten so big. I'm not kidding you. There were stems of these weeds that were at least an inch round. So that established.
I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Okay, here we go, folks.
He gonna mention a blunt. I want to hear it.
There's no blunt.
Cue up the kicker.
Every time we had a... go in the front yard to dig up the weeds get the weeds out and everything. We didn't even use a weed whacker. We literally used one of those little 3-prong rakes things, the hand rakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a spade. And we got on our little hands and knees. We got on our hands and knees and we just one by one dug down and pulled them things up. No matter how big those things were, because I know some of those tree trunk ones you're talking about, and bro, those things are hard to pull up, but we did it.
They are so difficult. I have a picture that was last month. That's when I was shopping around. It was so much worse. I didn't get a picture of it before. Dude, they were horrible. And DA, the way that you did it is fine. I'm familiar with that, the way that you did it. My neighbor was doing that in his front yard.
The way DA did it sounds like some grapes or raft stuff.
It's some hard work. And then now I had to use my blower and blow. What I did, DA, is I whacked it all down and then I blew all of the weeds into the grass. I blew all the weeds out of the rock into the grassy area. And then what I'm going to do in step 4 is your lawnmower acts as a vacuum, too. So I'm just going to suck those suckers up in the lawnmower. But then I got one corner of my property in the back, far, far back, that has weeds that are almost up to my armpits.
No.
And I just don't want to do it.
Those pity weeds.
Those are pity. And DA, the way that I was doing it is I was taking the weed whacker. And you know how you normally want to go for the bottom of the weed?
Mm-hmm.
I was going from the top down.
sometimes it depends, but when they're green and thick, you're just slapping it around with the string.
And my string got wrapped around them a couple of times.
I bet it did because they're alive. Like you said, they're wet.
I know they're wet, and we're all wet. We're all a little wet. At the end of the day.
Like the back of your neck.
I be wetting all the weed.
Thank you very much.
And also, we roll them in blunts.
We do. Thank you very much.
I knew it.
DA, I do have an extra weed whacker, though.
No, they're not that high. I'm just going to spray and pull. Look at my hand. You see all my calluses?
I don't want to. I don't want to know what's shaking over there. DT, good
I'm
Lord.
That's my weed whacker.
You have a that's mirror my, behind you.
That's my weed whacker.
Well, clearly all the weeds are dead wherever the hell you are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. Hope you enjoyed the show. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Oh, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Don't forget about our monthly bonus show, Afterburn. Subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Give us give Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube pages a like and a follow. We thank you so much. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about? Tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you don't know until you won't know until you listen. Good Lord, we've been gone for 2 weeks and I forgot the slogan of the show. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Good night. Hello. Hello.